This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A bill to increase the safety of rideshare passengers and drivers advanced after backers made significant changes to try and address concerns from the governor's office and tech industry. CPR spent to Berkland.
Sponsors watered down the most controversial provision. Mandatory audio and video recording of every ride are now optional, and only if a driver and passenger agree. It still bans drivers from offering food or drinks and sets guidelines on background checks, responding to law enforcement, and deactivating drivers. Democratic Senator Faith Winter is a sponsor.
We will be the leader in the country to preventing sexual assaults, and when sexual assault is too much.
Uber said it's reviewing the bill's changes. The company threatened to leave Colorado if it wasn't amended and pushed messages to Colorado customers on the app. Lyft opposes the bill and says the changes actually made it worse. The governor's office said Polis still has significant legal and policy concerns. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new online tool from CSU aims to reduce wildfire risk and shore up funding for forest management. Here's Brett Wolk with the Colorado Forest Restoration Institute.
And this gives a clear, transparent picture of where we are investing our dollars and where the forest management is happening around the state and also where it's not.
The next step is to apply that data to improve forest health and quality. Superstar skier Michaela Schifrin of Vail has joined the ownership group for Denver's new National Women's Soccer League team.